Saskatoon. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was in Saskatchewan Monday, but personally visiting the former Lebret Indian Residential School at Star Blanket Cree Nation where the remains of a child were recently discovered, was not part of Trudeau's itinerary. This dismayed the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations leaders. FSIN said in a release that First Nations leaders sent an invitation to Trudeau but learned it was declined as he was waiting for confirmation to meet Japanese PM Fumio Kishida. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe was also disappointed as he was not informed of Trudeau's visit to the province. Trudeau was in Saskatoon on Monday, as part of his visit to Saskatchewan, to tour the rare earth minerals processing facility and meet with officials of Vital Metals. After a more than a 30-minute tour of the Vital Metals processing facility being built, Trudeau addressed reporters with the sad news of the discovery at the Lebret Residential School. "Being here on Treaty 6 territory, I would be remiss not to start by sharing our thoughts about the challenges and heartbreaking news coming out of Star Blanket First Nation. I spoke with Chief Michael Starr on Friday to express our ongoing support," said Trudeau. "Whether it's financial or other resources as that community moves through on the location of remains. Also, the healing and closure we know are important in the aftermath of the horrific residential schools that impacted so many people across the province and country." FSIN leaders said the Prime Minister lacks respect toward First Nations after it was announced 2,000 anomalies and the unearthing of a fragment of a child's remains at the former residential school. FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron, in a statement, said Trudeau did not even have the decency to personally pay his respect to the Star Blanket as the community mourns the horrifying discovery of human remains. "His lack of respect is hurtful towards all residential school survivors and descendants, who are grappling with how to handle finding the child's remains and more unmarked graves," said Cameron, who learned of Trudeau's visit in the press. "Part of the reconciliation journey is communication. There is no reconciliation without it. As the people of Star Blanket mourn, the Prime Minister is demonstrating their importance to him through his choices." He added that he was shocked to learn that request for the Prime Minister to attend the residential school announcement was not given priority compared to the tour Trudeau made at the Vital Metals processing facility. File Hills Qu'Appelle Tribal Council Chief Jeremy Fourhorns, in a statement, echoed the same sentiments made by Cameron with Star Blanket among the 11-member First Nations of the combined agencies. "We want him, Trudeau, to see the site. The number of anomalies devastates our people, who wonder how many of our relatives may have died there. This is a dark part of Canadian history that deserves acknowledgement from the Prime Minister of Canada," said Fourhorns. FSIN leaders are still inviting Trudeau to visit Star Blanket Cree Nation anytime as the community is a 45-minute drive northeast of Regina. A fragment of a child's jawbone with teeth was unearthed from an unmarked grave at the residential school site in southeast Saskatchewan. The Star Blanket community is preparing for a proper burial of the remains. They are also planning further investigations on the 2,000 anomalies. Plans include core sampling and DNA tests to determine if they are human remains.